Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360. On May 9th, 2017, we're here at the South Bay Business Leader Summit in Manhattan Beach, California, sponsored by the Manhattan Beach Chamber. Jackie?
Yeah, we're here in beautiful Manhattan Beach, the Manhattan Beach Marriott Hotel. The event actually gets underway at 8:45, but we arrived a little early so we could talk to some of the speakers and some of the vendors and some of the sponsors and some people from the chamber, you know, all the people. It takes a village to make stuff like this happen.
You know, Jackie, I think we should introduce ourselves right at the top of the show. Mm-hmm. My name is Joe Terry.
I'm Jackie Balestra, and we are the host of the South Bay Show. This is the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, which our producing partner is the Manhattan Beach Chamber, and the South Bay Business Leader Summit is the Manhattan Beach Chamber's annual event. I think this is this the fourth year or the fifth year?
I think so. I'm going to check that. Fourth.
I think it's the fourth year.
Fourth annual.
Yeah, the fourth annual. We've been to these a couple of times before. But in the past, they always stick us in the back room.
Right.
Yeah. So
we're right out front.
Yeah, we're right out front this time. The lobby is lined with sponsors, local businesses, chamber members. You know, if we had some. We just have a still camera today. If we had a cameraman, we could pan down the hallway and down that way, and you'd be able to see all of the local businesses. They've got a ton of them here.
Yes.
You know, there's like 20, 25, 30 different local businesses here where you can get information on what they do and their services and their products. And one of the big draws for this event is included in the price of your ticket. You're going to get a professional portrait done by Gloria Placentia Photography. She's right around the corner from us. Mm-hmm. And so when you have time, you know, we always suggest people arrive here early and you know, take advantage of the breakfast, all the different sponsor tables. A lot of people are going to have fish bowls where you can drop your card in and, you know, win some prizes and stuff. And, of course, you definitely got to make time to get your portrait taken by Gloria Placentia Photography. That's our girl, right?
Right, absolutely. She did some wonderful headshots of me and at the farmer's market, and it's just wonderful to have that done for your business. You need professional photography.
Yeah, you totally need professional photography. So that's what I tell everybody. You got to have a great headshot,
right?
To go along with that great logo and other stuff. So anyway, we're going to get right into it here.
We're going to have
Stacy Held, the public relation manager for Skechers Foundation. She's going to come in and sit down with us. Stacy, come on in. Sit down. And we'll get you this headset on you.
Okay.
All right, put that on, and then you can bring the mic down.
All right.
Stacy, nice to meet you.
Hi,
I'm Jackie.
Nice to meet
this
you.
Is Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good.
So Stacy's with Skechers.
Right. And you're with the marketing department.
The foundation.
The foundation.
With the Skechers Foundation.
Oh, right. So Stacy, tell us a little bit about the purpose of the foundation.
So the purpose of the foundation, basically, we support children with special needs in education. We have our annual walk every year. This year, it's coming up on Sunday, October 29th. Mm-hmm. It begins at the Manhattan Beach Pier. It goes to Hermosa and back. And it's a really great event. We have about 12,000 people that come out to support children with special needs. And Nickelodeon is our main sponsor. And it's just a very fun, family-friendly event. All for a good cause.
Great. And how long has the foundation been in existence?
Since 2009.
2009,
yeah.
Okay.
And Skechers is local, a local business. They're located right here in the South Bay. They're in Hermosa Beach? Manhattan Beach?
Manhattan Beach, actually.
Manhattan Beach.
Okay, I thought they were expanding into Hermosa, but I could be wrong.
They are expanding in place
in Manhattan Beach. All right.
And that's a big deal because there isn't a lot of space where they're located right on Manhattan Beach Boulevard. Do you know a little bit about that? Or?
No, I don't know too much, but I do know that we plan on expanding, hopefully, into Manhattan Beach, but it's still kind of in the works. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is a very exciting event, the South Bay Business Leader Summit, mm-hmm. and we really admire what Skechers does in the local community. We want to know more about this event coming up. Tell us a little bit about it.
The Skechers peer-to-peer.
The peer-to-peer walk, yeah.
So this event is great because it brings together all communities throughout the South Bay and beyond. Mm-hmm. We have lots of corporate sponsors, including Body Glove in the South Bay, Mattel, Vertra, Ross, Zappos, Steel Sports, so many companies that come together all to support the Friendship Foundation, which is an incredible organization. And what they do is they pair children with special needs with mentors in the classroom, at home, and within the community. So it's just great programs for these children to just be themselves, have fun, and just get a chance to practice their social skills, really.
So how can people find out more about the foundation?
They can go to www.SkechersFriendshipWalk.com,
okay,
and they can either donate, register, or sign up to volunteer.
Okay.
I see Brandon is from Skechers, too. You want to come on in here and sit, just sit tight, Stacey? We've got Brandon, what's your last name?
Hixenbaum.
Brandon is with Skechers USA, Inc. Now, is that – are you with the foundation? Let's wait till you get your headset on there. Are you with the foundation as well? Yeah,
currently, I'm filling in for the Skechers Foundation Outreach and Events Manager. She's currently on maternity leave.
Ah.
I used to work at the Friendship Foundation.
Oh, okay.
And like Stacey said, we provide social and recreational programs to children and young adults with special needs, as well as pairing them up with student volunteers that act as one-on-one peer mentors.
I have to ask, is everybody wearing Skechers? I'm not seeing any Skechers, but this is a business. This is business. I guess you want to,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Look your best. Not that Skechers aren't great. You look great in Skechers, but I just figured I'd check.
Okay.
Something a little dressier.
They're in my shoes. They're in my car.
I bet he's got a trunk full of Skechers.
I wait. No, and so I'm feeling it. I worked closely with the events and outreach manager for the last 4 years that I was at the Friendship Foundation. And so when she went on maternity leave, they asked me to come fill in since I was familiar with the walk and the registration process and sending out the marketing material.
It's an amazing walk. Tell us a little bit. I know that stuff goes on before and along the route, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So before the walk actually starts, we have multiple performances. We have singers and dancers. We have lots of vendor booths where they give away free stuff, and they have interactive games and activities for the kids. Along the pathway, we have all of the cheer teams and bands of the local high schools, which is really great. And then at the turnaround point, we usually have like a booth or two with some more giveaways.
Yeah, yeah. And you have water stations. People cheering them on.
Yeah.
It's a great event. It's a great event. I've been down to it. It's a terrific event. And Skechers is a huge part of this community. They support so many great, you know, organizations in our South Bay. And what day is that Skechers peer-to-peer again?
It is Sunday, October 29th.
Sunday, October 29th. Everybody has to go out and register for the walk. It's a ton of fun. Everybody's going to be there. Thank you, Stacey.
Yeah, thank you.
Pleasure to meet you. Brandon, thank pleasure you. To meet you.
Thank you. Pleasure
All
meeting
right.
you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So
thank you.
Today's schedule, as I said, it actually starts. It's already begun. It started at 7:30. People are checking in. They're going to have some breakfast. Breakfast is who provided breakfast? Breakfast is provided by.
Ooh.
Do we know? It might be the Ripe Choice.
It might be.
We'll check. We'll check with that. I know the lunch is sponsored by Manhattan Beach Toyota.
Right.
So people are checking in. They're having a little breakfast. They're networking. Everybody's networking. The Continental Breakfast, and people shouldn't forget to check out the Business Expo. It's going to be open all day. Oh, breakfast is sponsored by Manhattan Beach Toyota.
Okay.
All right. I think they did lunch, too. So I think all the food today is courtesy of Daryl and Andrea Sperber from Manhattan Beach Toyota.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be the first, we have an hour and 15 minutes of mm-hmm. hanging out, networking.
Okay.
And then at 8:45, they're going to have the welcome and open keynote address by Gil Garcetti. His topic is From District Attorney to Photographer. Now, we had Gil on the show several
right.
weeks ago. You want to tell us a little
All
bit about
the people
that?
In the know listened to that interview, and, boy, that was an amazing interview because – Gil Garcetti, as most people know, is the former DA of Los Angeles, and he became the district attorney at the, I mean, just moments before the whole Rodney King thing mm-hmm. happened and the L.A. riots. I think he became DA in like
92,
like the October
yeah.
or August or something. And then that whole Rodney King thing happened, or the riots happened like 2 months later. It was amazing. And then, of course, the big one. The O.J. trial.
Right.
And it was a
It didn't stop there.
Event.
It didn't no. stop there. No. Michael Jackson's
right.
first trial. I mean, it was, talk about, what's the phrase? By fire, something by fire.
trial?
Trial by fire, yeah.
Or the Chinese curse.
Yeah,
live or become DA in interesting times.
Yeah.
But now he's a photographer. And he's working for the UN, right?
He's like this world class photographer. He's working with the UN. He's
right.
he's working with a lot of different organizations and right. traveling the world. And he's got like 8 books out or something, from what I understand. Yeah, he's quite the talent. He's got quite a talent there. So
very exciting, great yeah. interview.
If we're lucky, he might come by and he can sit down and chat with us a little bit. Anyway, so the opening keynote is by Gil Garcetti. He's going, as I said, he's going to talk about switching gears. You know, a lot of people are doing that voluntary and involuntarily these days, right? You,
right?
You might find yourself out of a job and have to, you know, do a 180 and try something different. So that's pretty pertinent to what's going on in the
right.
world today.
Right.
From 9:45 to 10:30, there's going to be a fireside chat, The Politics of Business. The moderator is going to be Alan Goldberg, founder and CEO of Fresh Brothers. And the panelists are going to panelists are David Hadley, Jim Dillavoux, Brad Sperber, and Steve Napolitano. And we have another guest here. Come on in and sit down, Jennifer. Jennifer Williams, the executive director of MBX. And she's going to get her headset on here. All right. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you? Bring your up there.
Good morning.
How are you? Jackie Balestra.
Hi.
And this is Joe Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Good.
So tell us a little bit about MBX. Are you a sponsor here today?
We are at the table with MBUSD.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Manhattan Beach Unified School District, for those
mm-hmm. of you. Yep. Mm-hmm. We are one of two foundations that support the school district. MBX supports the district with our tagline is Beyond the Classroom. So we help with everything that happens outside of the school day.
So,
wow.
And some of it is inside the school day. We are the umbrella 501c3 for all of the booster clubs and the extracurricular
all
activities.
Right.
We also run summer school, and we run after school enrichment at the elementary level.
Okay, so I am familiar with the Manhattan Beach Ed Foundation.
That's
the other one. So MBX. Now, what does the MBX stand for?
Extracurricular activities.
MBX.
Beyond the Classroom.
Have you?
Wow.
I haven't heard
that
of them.
That is unique. No, I have not heard about that. And this is, you know, I was with the Hermosa Beach Education Foundation mm-hmm. for like 11 years when my children were young. And we had that transition, mm-hmm. which was at some point we started to say, well, we want to pay salaries. And whenever you get into that, that's that slippery slope
right.
where you're dealing with legal issues, you're dealing with the unions, and you know, you just can't fire someone. You can't stop paying them
right.
All of a sudden. You have to have the right process and all that. And that's a huge problem for the Ed Foundation. So MBX, when they're doing extracurricular activities, there's also insurance issues.
Yes, and we actually, as an umbrella 501c3, we hold an umbrella policy, and we cover everything that happens outside of the school day. So when the booster club has, like, a camp or something like mm-hmm. that, they'll do a fundraising camp, like cheer camp mm-hmm. is coming up over the summer, and soccer camp for the booster clubs. They need insurance for those activities, so we handle that for them.
Right.
So, Joe, a couple of times in the last year or so, we've had the theater groups, the Manhattan Beach School, the theater drama club.
Drama is a booster club.
So mm-hmm. so that's something that you also help them out with.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
We're sort of a best practices organization too. So as you know, when you know you, these organizations couldn't function without parent donations. Mm-hmm. We don't have that kind of money in a public school to siphon money off, too much money off. District pays for some stipends and things like that. But mm-hmm. in order to put on those big productions that Drama does, taking trips for tournaments and things, that's really expensive. So right. you rely on donations. But you have to be super careful because you can't require anyone to pay for anything right. in a public school.
right.
That's just not done. And right. so we want to make sure that, you know, for our parents, for our kids, and our community, that everyone understands that these are donations mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. not a requirement, not a pay for play.
Since you're here, mm-hmm. and it's been a while since I've been involved in funding for local schools and for, you know, the Ed Foundations. The Ed Foundations had an idea that we were asking over time, over the entire school year, most families, not individuals and not per child, but most families to donate somewhere around $1,000 a year. And obviously it can't be required, but
right.
we were targeting that number.
Mm-hmm.
And now there was a need, though, to establish a new organization for the extracurricular and the legal and the insurance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've actually sat on the MBEF board. I was on that board for about 10 years before I took my job as the executive director of MBX. Both organizations have existed for a long time. MBEF, the Education Foundation, actually is the one that goes out with an annual appeal. And they ask for, I believe their ask is around $1,500 per family or per child.
Manhattan Beach always did have a little bit more aspirations than Hermosa did.
Yeah, and when I started the organization, you know.
A little inflation.
12 years ago when I joined them, it was quite a bit lower.
Right.
As we've had budget crisis and gone through a lot of changes in the district, the ask has gone up a little bit. But we couldn't function. Our district could not function without the donations that come in through the Ed Foundation. MBX, the one that I represent, that at Beyond the Classroom, we don't actually have an annual appeal. And we do try to keep a low profile because we don't want to confuse people.
It's low enough that we never heard of it. We've never heard of MBX, so that's a pretty low profile.
We do, because we want people to donate to the Ed Foundation.
Right.
Right.
Both of our, I mean, that is in everyone's best interest.
Right. I'm ready to,
donate there.
I'm ready to pull my hair out. This is killing me because, you know, back when we were in school, we would have like maybe one annual bake sale.
Yeah.
You know, and the PTA handled everything else, right?
Right. Right.
But I guess, you know, the government is just slashing
school
budgets and the arts are getting tossed out and the sports are getting somebody needs to be horsewhipped.
A lot of this goes back to when we were in school in California. That was prior to Prop 13.
Mm.
And that's when property taxes stayed in your community. They didn't go to the state
right.
and get redistributed.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't political discussion or anything, but that did
right.
change things dramatically.
Yeah.
And once that happened, over time, we've found ourselves in a situation where we need to be raising privately. And I can tell you.
They didn't tell you that when Prop 13. They didn't say, yeah, your property tax is going to be lower, but your schools are going to go to.
So let me get this clear now. Of course, the Ed Foundation, the MBEF,
mm-hmm.
makes appeals directly to the parents.
Annually.
And
yes.
local businesses.
And
yes.
MBEF they have a lot of events.
And they have
fundraising events, yes.
They have one big one, the wine auction.
The wine auction.
Yeah, that's held next door here.
Okay.
Now,
right.
How does MBX raise funds if they don't go to the parents or to local
asks.
Businesses?
We have asks. Each individual booster club maintains their own budget.
Mm.
In other words, they go to their families and they say, in order for us to run this program efficiently, we would like to have this amount per family.
Mm.
We also run summer school and after school enrichment, and we do charge for that, and we make some profit, mostly on the summer school side, and all of those profits get donated back to the district in a grant, usually for a facility. So right now, we've donated $2 million to MUSD to put in a new field on Meadows Avenue. That is actually going to be completed in mid-August of this year. It's a brand new, huge, multi-purpose artificial turf field.
And MBX
funded this $2 million worth. The district also kicked in some.
So the schools aren't even able to handle their own facilities anymore.
Well, they are through bonds. So we have a new bond that was passed to build a gym. Thank you to our community. Thank goodness. That gym really, really needs to be torn down and rebuilt. So we have a stop by our table. You'll get to see the schematic of the new design.
That's
pretty cool. But there will be some extras that need to go along with that aren't covered by the bond. So MBX will likely step in and try to help with that.
It's amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the South Bay Show, and we're here at the South Bay Business Leaders Summit at the beautiful Manhattan Beach Marriott Hotel, sponsored by the Manhattan Beach Chamber. And we're talking with Jennifer Williams, Executive Director of MBX, Manhattan Beach Extracurricular.
Yeah, beyond the classroom.
Beyond the classroom. Now, this is so important, because for a lot of families, generally speaking, when my children were young, my wife was able to stay home. But not all families are able to do that. We have a lot of dual-income families, and they're both working. And at one point, I was working in Pasadena. No way could I get here before school ended. So extracurricular activities, especially after school, are critical for some families.
Elementary level, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that benefit, and how was that immediately successful? What were parents doing before MBX?
Well, the program's
they were paying
around.
Property taxes.
Yeah.
No.
They were paying property taxes.
They're still paying property taxes.
Yeah. But how did they handle that?
Well, we've been around with our after-school enrichment activities since, I think, almost 15 years.
Oh, okay.
It's been quite a while.
Okay.
It was started at one of our elementary schools by our director of curriculum. Currently, her name is Nancy Rosenberg, and she started the program there, and then we expanded it out into all of the elementary schools, and it came under the MBX umbrella, I want to say maybe 10 years ago, when it turned out that we needed to have it completely separate from the district. All right. So we now do that, all five elementary schools. We offer three sessions during the school year, a fall, a winter, and a spring. And the classes that we offer range everywhere from little flag football for kids to play, art classes. We have Art with Jake that's been around for years. Jake's mother started that program, and now he's doing it. We contract with a mad science class. One of the coolest things we have going on that is we have a robotics class right now running at Pacific that's actually taught by MiraCosta kids under the direction of one of the teachers from MiraCosta. But they came to us. Jamie Krigsman is he's a junior, and he started robotics when he was young and wanted to start bringing it to the younger elementary level kids. And
didn't we hear something about the robotics class?
It's in the
recently?
Beach Reporter
yes,
this week.
Yes, I read that.
So that's been a big success.
Yeah. That's a STEM.
Yeah.
That's the
well,
hot
and we are
stuff,
looking
yeah.
for a lot for STEM activities. And so if anyone out there has some really cool classes that they'd like us to look at, we're welcome to ideas.
So what's the website for MBX?
It's called MBXFoundation.org.
MBXFoundation.org. And you're saying that any businesses out there that have a technical bent to their business can
SpaceX
create
yes,
some kind
absolutely.
Of a program
McDonald's
for young
Denver.
Adults?
Yeah, let's talk about it. We can come up with something that may work. Try it for a session. We've also started a little more flexibility where we'll put a class. If we can't put it everywhere in every school, we'll put it in one school And then once we open up enrollment for that school, we'll let some
and
other
that's
kids
a test.
Come in.
It's a test thing. So, you can
yeah, but we'll
it
let
stuff.
Kids cross enroll as long as they can get nice. The transportation.
So how about farming? Would you consider
Joe is an urban farmer.
I am.
Are you really?
I am an urban farmer. We
I
grow.
I love that. I know we have something. It's not through MBX, but there's something through MBUSD at MBMS in the
growing
works.
Great? Is
growing
that
no,
it?
Grades
no,
of green,
it's
growing
another
great
parent is doing it. Well, there's also Growing Great that yeah. that goes into the elementary schools.
Yes,
and, again,
yes.
I can't speak to that
yeah.
so well because
yes.
I'm not as informed on that. But I had heard that MBMS has a parent that's doing a program where they're building a garden.
I read about that, right, too. Right. I read
yeah.
about that, too. Well.
This would be where kids would learn about controlled environment agriculture, mm-hmm. and they would learn how to seed and plant and grow microgreens in their own home.
That's cool.
So they could grow arugula, they could grow
wheatgrass.
Oh, well, let's talk. Let's
broccoli.
See if we can come up with something.
Broccoli is
cool.
a very good grower. And young
we
broccoli.
We want those that don't die.
Yes.
Well, Jennifer Williams, thank you so much for stopping by. We learned something completely
thank
new
you
today.
So much.
This is mbxfoundation.org.
Yeah, we completely came out of the blue for us.
That's
we didn't know about this. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for
and
having me.
And what is
me.
This, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh. You want to see this?
Yeah.
I brought this over. This is the schematic for the new gym that's going to be built.
It's exciting.
Oh, here. I'm going to hold this up. So everyone can see it.
Everybody can see it. I don't know how much they'll be able to see it.
Oh, they can see a lot.
I'm sure you can see it online. Go
yeah.
online,
mbxfoundation.org. mbxfoundation.org.
And,
well,
and
it's
can,
actually
it
not
online.
At our website. It's actually on the MBUSD website.
MBUSD
because this
website.
Is a district
if you really
project.
Want to see it, go to the MBUSD.
Yeah. It's on the MBUSD. We don't have this on ours.
Right.
But the MBUSD website will have this in the board minutes.
Okay.
You can find it there and... Oh gosh!
Good to hear. The health of our schools is well.
This is kind of cool. You guys can take a look at this. These are all of the extracurricular activities that are at MiraCosta.
All right.
And the athletics.
Okay.
It's a
all
big right. long list. You guys can, if you're sitting around with nothing to do.
take
you.
A look. That's us sitting around, nothing to do.
We will.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks
I'll,
a lot.
I'll take the headset there. Thank you. All right.
Have a wonderful day.
See Joe. Every single time we do the show. We learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
Every
yeah.
single time. That's been the best part about doing this, the South Bay Show, for the last 6 years. Yeah, how have we never heard of MBX?
Right. And the idea, Jackie, I mean, we were always scrambling to raise more funds with the Hermosa Beach Ed Foundation. I know MBEF, the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation, does a fabulous job in raising money, but... Even then, it's not enough.
You need another whole outfit to handle it.
Well, this is the key issue. They are, because they're so tied in with the schools, they're not allowed to go
right.
off campus.
Right.
Literally, off campus is off limits. Mm-hmm. Off campus is off limits.
Well, it's interesting. You know, it just goes to show you that Jennifer MBX is here at the South Bay Business Leaders Summit.
Right.
It's not just corporate, you know. I mean, this is the type of event where somebody from the Ed Foundation or MBX or any of the other nonprofit orgs, they come here, they get to meet people from Skechers,
right?
You know, that
right.
and talk about what, you know, how they can work together in the future. It's all very symbiotic, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so we were talking about the event and. We mentioned that it gets underway at 8:45 with the opening keynote speaker, Gil Garcetti. After that, they're going to have a fireside chat, the politics of business, with a panel of people here in the South Bay. David Hadley, former assemblyman. Brad Sperber, owner of Manhattan Beach Toyota. Steve Napolitano, the new city council. Manhattan Beach City Council. He was
a deputy supervisor
right.
for Don Kanabi.
Don Kanabi, yeah, and so now he is.
And he was the youngest city council member in Manhattan Beach history.
And I bet he's
originally.
I bet he's the tallest too.
When
if
he was,
he's here, we should get
when
him.
He was, I think 27 or something. Like
yeah,
that.
If Steve Napolitano is here, we should get him. Anyway, and then at 10:30, from 10:30 to 10:45, we're going to have a break in the action. People can get out and stretch their legs. And, you know, we got to talk to Mark Lips.
I wonder if we could get him. He's too important, though.
I know. He's very busy. This is his big event. So after the break, there's going to be a presentation, How to Make Your Customer Service More Personal and Why You Want To, by Michelle Brown. Now, Michelle is a frequent guest on the South Bay Show.
Right.
She's like the number one realtor in the South Bay. I mean, every year she's voted by her peers, right, you know, Realtor of the Year and stuff. She is the queen of customer service.
They really have an ethic in her office and her organization. It's all about the customer, serving the customer. They know how to make it work.
Yeah.
For you, they know how to analyze your situation and either get you a home buying or get you a buyer if you're selling.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
No, really
she's terrific. So she's going to be doing that presentation, and then after that at 11:45 to 12:45 is lunch, and it's actually going to be hosted by comedian Lawrence Thomas.
Ooh.
So Mark is going to provide a little comic relief in between all this business chat. And speaking of, can we get Mark Lips over here? Can we get the president of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, Mark Lips, over here? He's just walking by. We decided to grab him.
Gosh,
here you go.
So
Let me fix this. Here you go. Got it?
So excited.
All right, everybody. Mark Lips.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
What amazing event this is, Mark.
Thank you very much. And it took a lot of people to pull this together.
Right.
Me and one other person. No. It took a whole bunch of us. No, I got to tell you, we got almost 30 B2B booths.
Right.
Almost 30 B2B booths, and meaning business to business. In other words, these are booths that work with business. So,
right,
you know, you're targeting everybody that's here with the right crowd. And we had only planned on having 20. And, you know, so now it expanded. We love it that you guys are here. That is so great that you guys are here.
Thank you, man.
Unbelievable. Really gives it some pizzazz.
We've been here before, but they always stick us in the back room.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They always hide us out in the back room. But this is the first time we're out front and center. And
no,
we're thrilled to be here.
Is where it all is. And then, you know, we have Souk is down there with a little relaxation lounge.
The tent.
And the tent. Right. And and there's two masseuses down there, so you can get your shoulders rubbed. Okay.
Right.
Joe, you look a little tense.
Come on,
just run down there. I can send him up here. They'll do it while you're sitting here.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
I like that.
Have you guys met Gil yet?
No, we have not.
You know what? I'm going to go get him, and I'll bring him over here.
Perfect.
Because
fantastic.
He is, you know, I always say that we spend a lot of our lives doing what we're paid to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And at some point in our life, usually for a lot of us, it's when you're older, but the sooner the better if you can find out what you were made to do.
Yeah.
So
I love that phrase. I love that phrase.
And so Gil is a perfect example of that.
Right.
So
right.
And so I really thank him for being our opening keynote speaker. And, you know, we've got a panel. We've got LA Economist coming in. I don't know if you guys have gone through some of this, but
yeah.
LA Economist coming in talking about forecasting for the next 18 months.
Okay.
And we've got a panel talking about that. So we'll kick that off and see where we're headed there. And then, you know, Michelle Brown doing something, a presentation on customer service. And we got a great lunch. We're going to honor some of the students from the Young Entrepreneurs Academy.
Oh, that's great.
Well, we've been going through, in between guests, we've been going through the schedule of events.
Yeah.
So we haven't gotten through the whole thing yet. So we're just going through that and talking about what each of the different presentations are going to be.
And by the way, if you're out there and want to come by and spend the day with us, no problem. We'll find room for you.
Right. So the hours today are from?
Basically until 3 o'clock.
Till 3 o'clock.
We'll probably go to 3:30. Wanda Austin is our closing keynote. You know, there will always be a hiccup somewhere along the way. It'll push it probably by 30 minutes. We just expect that. It's like the estimate on a home remodel, you know.
Yeah.
It's not going to be what you.
It's not going to be on time. It's not going to be in budget.
Right. No, exactly.
No.
So, so probably go about to 3:30, and she's going to sign books and her book, and she's terrific.
Right. So. Regularly, we should say, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the South Bay Show live at the Manhattan Beach Marriott in beautiful Manhattan Beach, California, with Mark Lips, President and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, and we're at the Manhattan Beach Business Leaders Summit. Mark, what year is
this?
We're
on video.
We're on video.
I didn't know
that.
We're
videoing,
yeah. Now, I was starting to say, I was going to, gosh, I'm glad I didn't pick my nose or something like that. Jeez, I was thinking radio. I can.
What year is this? This is the fourth annual?
2017, Joe. Jeez, you got it. This is what you got? This is what you're working with?
This is what I have to deal with.
What? Is this the fourth annual South Bay Business Leaders Summit?
This
is the
fifth annual, but we like to look at this as this is the first, because we are going to take it up a notch, and we'll see. We'll see how it turned out and how it resonates with people today, and we'll be doing a survey afterwards to get people's thoughts and reactions to everything we've done. And so,
and
you talked with Gloria about the free headshot around the corner. She's
got
a line there.
I bet she does.
She has a whole line there.
She does amazing work.
Yep.
And this is included in the price of admission to this event. You get a free professional headshot by
our gal Gloria. We want a few words from the president about why the South Bay Business Leaders Summit is important for businesses to look at attending. Why?
A lot of times you hear that, I can't have my guys away from the office for a full day. But listen, when you have presentations on customer service, presentations on do-it-yourself video to engage your customer, to engage your clients, your product, people to your where you are, where
Ronnie
you live.
Ramos, Harmony
Ronnie
3.
Ramos, right? When you have a presentation on networking, on how to properly network, how to make it work for you, and upping your networking. When you have a presentation on setting your vision through goal setting, achieving your goals through that setting your vision.
Right.
You know, if you have a person coming back to your office that's been re-energized, that's been inspired by some of our guest speakers and some of our presentations, and they take one of those elements and they use it, and they, you know, it all reflects. It becomes a halo effect, because then it helps you as a company. It helps the people around them. Because it sends a message to them, and they can end up being a mentor and inspiring others by coming to events like this.
Right.
It also is a great way to reward your employee. If you have an employee who's in the office all day, send them to something like this where they can mingle and talk to others, and they'll come back refreshed.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. You have to take time to, what did Stephen Covey say, sharpen the saw.
You got to sharpen the saw. You have to. I don't care how. You know, show me an athlete who doesn't stop working with a coach.
Right, right.
Show me an athlete who doesn't stop working with someone nonstop. No matter if they're at the top of their game, superstar, whatever.
Right, right.
They all work with a coach.
Right.
We all need to be constantly educating ourselves.
Right.
You know, also it keeps the brain active. It keeps everybody sharp. It makes you work smarter. It breaks you out of that rhythm or routine or rut that you're in, and so it's important to go to these events, you know.
Right. You got to change your perspective, and you can't always see that yourself. You need someone from the outside. You mentioned the vision portion with Judy Hirsch,
right?
And her talk is going to be a very important talk, although I think Jackie and I are really looking to Ronnie Ramos's talk.
Yeah, oh my God.
Video for your business is so critical today.
And she's going to show you. She's going to show you how to do it on your budget.
Right, right, right.
You know, how to do it yourself and make it look engaging, make it look cool, make it look fantastic. I know a lady who actually went to our marketing seminar, Kathleen Terry. She went to our marketing seminar that Ronnie did. She created a video from that using what she said, and then actually sold the video to a company that she's going to do some work for.
Wow. Right.
Coaching.
Wow. We had her on the show, Kathleen Terry.
Yeah.
So
How great is that?
Mark Lewis.
All right. Listen, I am going to go find Gil.
All right. I'm
going to get him over here.
Get
all right.
Here. Don't forget your glasses.
Hey, I tell you what. If you come down right now. Mention South Bay 360 or the
Manhattan
South Bay
Beach,
Show
Manhattan
or
Beach
Manhattan
360.
Beach 360.
Manhattan Beach 360.
Well, if you mention Manhattan Beach 360, South Bay by Jackie, or the South Bay Show or South Bay 360, we'll give you a $50, $55 rate on the ticket to spend the rest of the day with
us. Hear that discount.
All right?
Discount.
There you go.
Get dressed.
Get
come
dressed.
On down.
Get dressed.
Get down here now. You're going to get a free headshot.
Yeah, free headshot. $55.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Thanks, Mark. All right. That's exciting. You want to tell our listeners that again?
Oh, yeah. Free headshot for all attendees, and you'll get the $55 rate if you mention Manhattan Beach 360, South Bay by Jackie, the South Bay Show. That's why we do this. That's why we do these live events, because it's happening now in Manhattan Beach, California. It's happening now. You should be there, the South Bay Business Leader Summit at the beautiful Manhattan Beach Marriott. And, oh, my God.
Everybody's here. Everybody's here.
Tony D'Errico, how you doing?
How do you do, sir? Good
Very
to see
good.
You. Good to you.
Good
see you,
to
Jackie.
See you, Tony.
Great to see you as well.
Mr. D'Errico.
Well, it's Tony now. You
okay.
know, now that I'm no longer on city council, I'm no longer the mayor.
Right.
And you can breathe.
I can breathe. I can take a breath of fresh air.
Right.
And I can go back to working with my wife on right. our three businesses here in the South
right.
Bay.
Right. Right.
You know, our three
Talk
stores.
About all three businesses. Give
yeah,
them
so
names.
We've 8.5, almost 9 years ago, we opened up downtown Manhattan Beach, a women's store, Bella Beach.
Right.
And then right next door, we have Bella Beach Kids. A best of the South Bay for many, many, many years, which is all my wife's doing, not mine. And then 2 years ago, we opened up a second children's store, second kid's store at The Point
right.
in El Segundo, just basically
right.
across the street from where we are right,
right
now.
Right.
And so now I can get back. You know, I was before on city council. I was a member of the board of the Downtown Business Association, and I told them, tough for them now that I'm not on council, I'm back. So I'll start coming to their meetings again. I purposely backed off. I didn't think it was appropriate as a council member that
right.
I also be part of that. I think there's yeah. there's some rules of decorum, so to speak. So
yeah.
I stayed away from that. But now I go back and help the business association.
Now, this is the South Bay Business Leader Summit. We want to talk about business. But, Tony, how long has it been since the election? How many days? How many hours? How many minutes?
Well, the good news is I've already let it go so well that I probably would have to go back and look at a calendar to figure it out. It's been at least 2 months. And
you're probably busier than ever.
And I'm busier
yeah,
than
yeah.
ever.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There was huge news in Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
There was huge news in Redondo Beach. Can you say anything about what's going on, if you want, on
and
a
there
global
was huge,
scale?
Huge, yeah, I was about to say nationwide huge
okay.
change.
Okay.
Nationally.
Nationally.
Europe. Yeah.
What is going on in the South Bay? Let's focus
yeah.
on the South Bay.
Yeah. First and foremost, I don't want to make this about me.
Yeah.
You know, the election
yeah.
was the election. It's over.
Yeah.
I just hope going forward, you know, I think our community, and I'll speak for the South Bay in general, but certainly I've been living in Manhattan Beach for 21 years, and my wife has lived there for 40 years. We're better than what that election was,
mm.
quite frankly.
Mm.
You know, it should be about what you are and what you bring to the party, what you can do for the community, not about attacks. And there were a lot of attacks from candidates, which I thought was very shameful, and also from outsiders.
Yeah.
You know, and as I said on my last night on city council, I said, don't be fooled, residents. That money and that influence didn't come from outside this city. That's the game that's played to put it outside
it's,
to bring it
all,
back in.
It's all over.
It's from inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't need that, you know,
yeah.
and we shouldn't have that. We're a better community. You know, we pride ourselves on being leaders in so many things.
Right.
I mean, look at our sustainability. Okay, look at all the things we do for our kids.
Mm.
And then an election comes up and we revert to what went on in the national election.
Right.
It's
right.
disgusting, quite
right.
frankly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But enough of that. I'm beyond it. You know, I'm now.
He's got three stores to
exactly.
take care of now.
And
say hi to beautiful wife Chris.
And there she is over there. Hi, Chris. You know? So we're excited about that. We're excited about the chamber. Excited. That Mark Lips, you know,
right.
is now
very
taken,
excited. Yeah, very
taken,
excited. Yeah.
Taken the reins.
Now,
and
every time the question comes up, I say, you know, what a great impetus, what a great doer and starter James O'Callaghan was.
Mm-hmm.
He really formed a movement. But Mark Lips, what can you say about him? He's just amazing.
A couple of great things I think about Mark. Number one, he is a local business
right.
owner. You know, he and his wife, the Ripe Choice.
The Ripe Choice Catering.
And I think that's important. You know, when you have people trying to lead things like Chambers who don't live and breathe
mm-hmm.
right. and sweat
right.
and cry
right.
About the challenges
mm-hmm.
of small businesses, small locally owned businesses,
right.
it is a challenge,
right.
you know. And I think Mark in that role will bring you know, look, as you said, Jim did a lot of good things to
right.
move the chamber forward.
Right. Right.
But we're also a unique community
right.
where, you know, we have residents that, you know, we want to be careful we don't, you know, bring the big businesses into town. Right. So there's a balance.
There's a balance,
yeah. And I think Jim's up to it.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
I appreciate it. I see you have a very important guest coming in.
Well, so we want to get him on
guests,
camera.
All of our guests are important. It's lovely to see you,
Jackie.
Tony.
Good to see you. Thank you so much.
You know I love you, Tony.
I love you too, brother.
I love you too, man. Have a great morning.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Tony. All right, so you want to handle that.
Okay.
So we have our next guest is someone we mentioned earlier, Gil Garcetti, former district attorney for Los Angeles. He is now a world-class photographer working with the UN. Mr. Garcetti, pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. What is your name?
Jackie, thank you. We had you,
Gil.
We had you as a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago.
You did. That's
the South
right.
Bay
that's
show.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So
wow. So Gil, you know, a lot of people out there recognize your name, and your son is kind of, you know.
That's why they recognize.
People know him. People know a little bit about your history, but let's talk about what you're doing now with the UN, especially. Let's start with that.
Well, coincidentally, I just came back. From a UN-sponsored trip. My job, put that in parentheses, is to go and spread the word about safe water in developing countries and what the UNESCO specifically is doing. Mm. But there's also a RAND-type organization. It's called the Institute for Water Education. They give graduate degrees in water-related sciences, master's and PhD degrees, and these are students from all over the world who come there.
Right.
And they asked me, that is, UNESCO asked me, to go to Colombia, Kenya, and Bangladesh to interview and photograph.
That's three different continents.
Yeah.
That's a lot of traveling.
Right.
That's a lot of traveling.
Yeah. They asked me to go there and interview and photograph specific individuals who graduated from this Water Institute. And now I have master's or PhD degrees in water-related sciences. Show what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And in essence, say, but for my degree from UNESCO, I couldn't be doing this work in my own country. Mm. And it was fabulous.
Oh, wow.
These are such inspiring people.
Right.
Really. I don't know if either of you have ever been to Kenya. But
not Kenya,
okay.
Botswana, South Africa,
okay, but
other
most
places,
people
yeah.
have heard the Maasai tribe.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so they're a pastoral people. Mm. One woman I met, a graduate of the UNESCO IHE school, is a PhD chemical engineer. She's Maasai.
Huh.
And I spent 3.5 days with her. Wow.
Wow.
What a person. So bright. So vivacious. What a personality and a real go-getter. She's a real entrepreneur. She has her own business. She goes out there and hustles business in how to help businesses who use a fair amount of water, even like this hotel.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What can we
do to
save the water? That's right.
As we look at the golf course.
And doing it.
Now, you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is well known around the world for focusing on mosquito netting and other really, really low-cost issues with malaria.
Yes.
But also they are focusing now on low-cost money changing, low-cost banking.
Yes, I saw that.
Because
I saw that.
Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have a vision that, you know, the way you empower local communities is empowering local entrepreneurs. And obviously UNESCO is focusing on that as well, along with the technologies of water. What would you say to people here in the U.S. about the efforts around the world to empower entrepreneurs and how important that is?
Well, let me tell you a story.
Gil, can you just bring it a little closer to your mouth?
Thank you.
I just didn't. This was 10 years ago. I published one of my first photographic books. It's called Water is Key. And it's about safe water in West Africa. This was a four-year effort on my part to tell really the Western world what's going on in West Africa in terms of water. that every day the women and girls of the village must go and fetch water. And it's usually very bad water. Now, when the first time I went to West Africa, it was Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, countries like that, I had a pretty good idea what to expect in terms of disease, death, how poor they are, et cetera. And it was all there. But what I didn't fully appreciate, that it was the girls and the women who every day had to walk miles to fetch water, and it's usually bad water.
Right.
I don't know if you've got it yet, but if the girls are fetching water every day, that means they're not going to school.
Right.
It means their mothers never went to school.
Right.
That's what happened. Now, there's an organization that I helped found called WellsBringHope.org. You can find it on the web, WellsBringHope.org, where we team with World Vision. We raise half of the cost of a well. World Vision matches it. And then the key to success is World Vision is then with that village for a minimum of 15 years.
Right.
They come back at least 10 times a year, make sure the women are still in charge of the water program, that the girls are going to school. And that there's a microcredit program.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
This is a long response to your answer, but I have to tell you about one woman, Abu. Abu, I had been told, I didn't know her name, but he said, there's a woman in this village who's been very successful as a microcredit entrepreneur. Well, you don't take out Google Maps or something to find a village.
Yeah.
You know, you have to talk to people, and, you know, well, it took a long time for us to get there.
The villages, they don't have numbers on the doors.
That's right, that's right. So eventually I'm told this is her compound where she lives.
Yeah.
And it's like me just walking into your front door, you know, unannounced. I walk in and there are probably about 30 or 40 people and maybe about 10, 15 huts that are there. And I see this tall woman, very regal looking. And she looks at me like, what the F are you doing here? You know? And she comes marching right over to us. And you could tell, this is the woman who's in charge. And she goes through my interpreter, but looking at me, saying, you know, what's going on? What do you just walk in here?
Right.
And it's explained that I'm doing a photo essay, and I'm looking for this woman. I said, well, that's me. My name is Abu. Okay. So I started asking Abu some questions. I said, so did you start the microcredit program? I did. Mm. Well, she's not telling me anything. So, all right. So what is it? What do you do?
Right.
Yeah. And I said, we raise and sell goats. I said, oh, that's good. How long have you been doing it? Ever since we brought in the one borehole well. And I said, how long ago was that? 6 years ago. All right. So 6 years. So you sold many goats? Yes. Again, she doesn't answer.
One-word answer.
That's right.
Yeah, she's not going to expect. She's not giving away any secrets.
It's a good thing I was a DA. I know how to question. So I asked her. I said, well, approximately how many goats have you sold? She kind of shrugged her shoulder and said, a little over 6,000.
Yeah.
What? I was dumbfounded.
6,000?
I said, exactly.
In six
years.
Whoa.
I said, yeah. And she has a small smile on her face. I said, that's very impressive. Well, she said it was my idea that for the first 3 years, we only breed and raise goats. We don't sell any goats. I said, well, that's a brilliant idea. She points to me, it was my idea. So I said, okay. So what have you done with all this money? You've made a lot of money, right? She said, yeah, we have made a lot of money. I said, well, now she's into it. We help build a school. We provide latrines for girls at the school because once they start having their period, if they don't have private area, they're not going to come.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. We provide the uniforms for families who can't afford the uniforms to go to the school. We have a nurse who comes by once a month now to the village because before that we didn't have anyone who could help the sick.
Yeah.
He said, we have a grain storage that we put away, and she took me over to this big shed area, pile high, with stacks of grain. In case there's ever a drought,
we can still feed the goats.
That's right.
And the people.
And the people, both.
Yeah.
And doing it. And then said, I have one more thing to show you. We walk. It's a big village.
Yeah.
There are 171 women on this microcredit program.
Wow.
And she takes me around. Now I see it. It's a huge tank of water.
Yeah.
It's up in the air. And it said, we only use it if there's a drought. But we have it.
Yeah.
Oh. That's the magic. But the most important thing she said, I said, and my daughter's going to school.
Yeah. Yeah.
I right. never went to
right.
school.
Right.
That's life-changing.
There is a collective wisdom about how to make a difference around the world in countries that we used to call third world countries. But, I mean, every from Malala and her book, a woman that was shot in the head by the Taliban, and then she survived and she went on to write a book. Her message primarily was that the key to getting people out of poverty were the women, were the family units. That's the key to getting these countries to move forward, to educate the children, women, and also to educate the girls. And that wisdom is obviously being replicated around the world.
You can't have a functioning society if half the population is kept down. No.
Right, right.
But real quick, because you're going to be the opening speaker at this event today. Can you tell us a little bit of what you're going to be speaking on? Just a little bit.
Okay.
A little preview here.
I'm going to talk about my, quote, transition from DA to photographer.
Yeah.
Now, I did have the help of probably some of the people who are listening to this show.
Okay.
And making that transition when they said, go and find something else to do. Yeah. And that's okay. It's been a good transition. We're going to talk a little bit about the O.J. Simpson case. And then I'm going to give them a story about a couple that I met on this trip for UNESCO, about them being entrepreneurs, the success, and they are employing 48 people now because of their work.
Right, right, right.
That's exciting. Yeah.
That's exciting. Wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. Just for the listeners, there are so many opportunities around the world for getting involved with microlending.
Oh, yeah.
And these are really good bets. These are some of the most dedicated and committed entrepreneurs you will ever. And we're talking donating $10, $50, $100.
Oh, yeah.
And you're involved in a business that is life and death to someone somewhere else.
It truly is. Let me give the plug one more time if anyone is interested. Go to the website, wellsbringhope.org. It's 100% of the money they get goes directly to the wells, 100%.
Right.
It's an all-volunteer organization, one paid executive, but that money comes from a different source in doing it. They have now been able to drill over 400 wells in West Africa, and if you start counting the number of girls that are going to school because of that, that's just not important to the girl, not just to the family in the village. It's important to the world.
Absolutely.
To the
absolutely.
World.
Gil Garcetti,
thank you
so much
My
for what
pleasure.
You do.
Well, no, thank you
so much
for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Your work with UNESCO, and you've got to be one of the most active ex-DAs ever. Thank you so much, Gil.
You're very welcome. Right. It's a good transition.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gil.
Take care.
All right. All right, so that was Gil Garcetti, the opening keynote speaker for this year's South Bay Business Leaders Summit.
Yeah.
And that was exciting.
That was fun. That was fun.
We actually had Gil on the podcast, a month ago or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so nice of him to stop by.
Right.
So anyway, while we're waiting for our next guest, so this is going to get going in about 20 minutes. The after lunch, okay, we mentioned that lunch is hosted by comedian Lawrence Thomas, so you're going to eat and have a couple of laughs. They're going to have their breakout sessions. They're going to have Upping Your Network with presenter Kathleen Terry. We had her as a guest on the show recently.
Right.
There is going to be another breakout session called Content Beyond Words, and that is Ronnie Ramos. We had her on the show to talk about do-it-yourself video and you know how to make it happen. Hi. 1:45 we're going the breakout is a vision workshop with Judith Hirsch. We had her on the show as well, correct? And 2:50 to 3:30 there's the closing keynote with Wanda Austin. She was amazing. We had her as a guest on the podcast.
CEO of the Aerospace Corporation, essentially a billion-dollar corporation
right here in the South
Bay.
Right here in the South Bay. And she was, she's, I don't, Is she still there? Is she?
No. She's retired.
Right, right. She's doing making space.
Right.
Correct? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, so after 3:30, after all the official stuff is done, there's going to be post-event networking and speaker meetings. So
okay.
You can go out into the lobby.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And meet some of the speakers and meet the fellow attendees right. For the conference.
I'm definitely going to get another headshot if that line
if you have time
gets short.
If you have time.
Right.
All right, so we have somebody else coming over here, I believe. Are you going to come in and sit with us? Oh, okay. Bring him on over.
All right.
Do we know who this is? I can't see.
No, I don't.
All right, okay. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
You put your stuff down there. We'll get a headset on you. Okay. All right.
Right there.
Right there. And here, you can put that on you. All right. And your name tag came off. Let me put that back on for you.
All right.
All right. This is Coach Jim Clemons. Yes. Excuse me. I'm going to just adjust that there. Coach Jim Clemons from?
Well, I'm formerly a Laker coach, New York Knicks coach, and been around the league and NBA for a number of years.
Wow. Okay. This is exciting. So why are you here at the South Bay Business Leaders Summit?
Well, I'm here as a guest of my wife. Mm-hmm. I was informed last night that this is going to be our outing for the day, and we have a small business nonprofit in Columbus, Ohio, and we are just interested in the business part of what happens in our communities.
Wow.
Okay. So what years were you coaching for you said the Lakers
and any
other teams?
Please give us
a history.
Well, 1989-90, Phil Jackson and I were former teammates.
Okay.
And
for which team? Which team?
We were teammates with New York Knicks.
Oh, okay.
1977.
My hometown. Okay.
All right. New York.
I probably saw you play.
And so Phil and I were teammates for a year, and then I stayed until, when he got the job in Chicago, he asked me if I wanted to interview because he had a slot that was open. And my mother always told me when I was a youngster, if somebody wants to interview you for a job, take it because you don't know where that may lead you.
You never
That's
know.
That's right. You never know.
And so what happened, about 2.5 months later, he called me up and said, Jim, we're going to offer you a job. So I joined the Chicago Bulls in 89-90. And it was a wonderful time to become a Bull. They were struggling to defeat a franchise of the Bad Boys over in Detroit.
Right.
But they had the talent, but the talent really wasn't strong enough physically or mentally to understand what the Pistons were putting on.
Right.
So I was in Chicago for 7 years, and we won 4 championships in those 7 years. And then I was fortunate enough to be named the head coach at Dallas Mavericks for 18 months. And then when Phil took the job out here in Los Angeles in 99, he asked me to join his staff again. So we were together from 99 to 2004.
More golden years.
Wonderful time because you had a big guy in the middle by the name of Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
And you had the pieces alongside of him, a young Kobe Bryant.
Yep. Right.
And Robert Horry, Rick Fox.
Right.
And we brought along with us Ron Harper. And we were able to do some things the next few years, once again, that made us very proud to be a member of the Los Angeles sports community.
Right. There is a mystique about coaching, and we were just talking about business coaching, how even if you're in business and you're successful, you can never go without a different perspective. Talk a little bit about players who are at the top of their game, a Kobe or a Shaq. There's still a need for coaching. Explain why that is.
Well, are we talking about coaching or are we talking about teaching?
We're talking about life.
All right. Then, therefore, let's don't
it's
talk
big
about.
Big subject.
Yeah.
Well, let's
yeah.
don't talk about coaching them. Let's talk about teaching them.
Okay.
Because if I were to coach you, that means that you ultimately, I want to explore your personality and what it is that you want to do. If I coach you, then basically you're becoming a part of me. And in this industry, I'm educated as a teacher.
Right.
I want to teach you so that you can do for yourself.
Right.
I don't want to tell you to do this, because you have your own mind.
Right.
And when you follow your own mind, that's the key. That's the first key to success.
Right.
Now, you may need to identify your strengths and weaknesses as a person and as a student, and then I'm going to help you identify the processes needed, help give you confidence in what you need to do, and I'm going to pat you on your back and say, go do it. Because that is my job. My job is to make you aware.
Right.
Now, in making you aware, hopefully you will then have a sense of confidence and belief mechanism and one of self-esteem. And once those boundaries are established and we got that baseline, then it's up to you now. How hard are you willing to work? Are you willing and dedicated to the mission at hand? And which is not necessarily just success, but excellence.
Right.
See, when we start talking in these terms, then there's nothing that you can't do or won't do, because now it's up to you.
Excellence is 71% free throw shooter. It's not enough. I want to be a 99% free throw shooter. I mean, there's been story after story after story in the business context about Michael Jordan. When his scoring game was good, but his defense wasn't good. He had to break it down and rebuild it. Talk a little bit about the insane, sort of focus on excellence.
Well, excellence is your will. And do you want to succeed?
Right.
And are you willing to pay the price? See, you put a mic in front of people, and they'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. You know, that's called B-roll.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, what the truth be known is that once you take that mic away, what are you going to do?
Right.
See, you've got to be willing to put the time and the time in,
right,
and the dedication.
Right.
And without those two ingredients, and we can sit here until we're blue in the face, but until you believe that this is what you're going to do and you're willing, once again, when nobody else is looking, you do the work, then once again, you're just blowing smoke.
Well, Coach, I'd love to ask you, Coach Jim Clemens. Yeah, now I'd love to ask you more. I'd love to talk to you for about an hour, but tell us about your business.
Well, my wife and I have a nonprofit, 501c3, and it's called Hoopology. Now, Hoopology is a basketball camp for young boys and girls, but it's more than a basketball camp. Basketball and sports activities is the hook.
Yeah.
In that genre, if you will, we are trying to do discipline in terms of life skills.
Yeah.
We offer financial literacy workshops. We do a science workshop. We do a critical thinking workshop and talk about health and how you treat your body.
So is that here in Southern California?
In Southern California, I've partnered for the last 13 years with Brotherhood Crusade,
okay,
and it's called Books and Basketball. In Columbus, Ohio, where Hoopology is, we're going to be home base. This will be our second year.
All right.
But once again, it's more than basketball.
So give me some URLs. Hoopology.com?
Hoopcamps.org.
Hoopcamps.org.
Okay, and Hoopology, www.com.
Okay.
www.hoopology.com.
And then Books and Basketball.
Books and Basketball. Under Brotherhood Crusade here in Los Angeles.
All right.
Thank you for stopping by, Coach Clemens.
Okay.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
All right.
We're going to squeeze in somebody else before the show gets started,
Coach,
here.
Thank you.
Great to meet you, man.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Pleasure to meet you.
Coach Jim Clemens.
Yes.
Hoopology Camps.
Hoopology Camps.
Hoopologycamp.org. Hoopologycamp.org. Thank you.
We're gonna get a friend of ours in here today.
Yeah.
Christina Wenstrom from one of our favorite local companies.
Yes.
Come on in, Christina.
Hi.
Down. Put your stuff down.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, let's get you on and get that close to your mouth. And everybody, this is Christina Wenstrom, Soapsies.
Yes.
Soapsies.
Hey.
Hi, everyone.
She makes the most incredible products. She does soaps and body lotions and lip balm and scrubs and mists.
Yeah.
And you just...
I love it.
You
Jackie
just launched
knows.
A new body butter.
Yeah, so I call it beach butter.
Beach
yeah.
butter. Body
and it's a
Beach Butter Body Cream, and it's basically beach in a jar. And I launched it at the South Bay Women's Conference.
Yes,
on Friday.
Yes, last week.
And all the ladies loved it, and it was a really great experience. So,
yeah, she her stuff. It's a by the way. I was in New York last week at my mom's house, and I came across, remember last year I had you make up a basket for my mom?
Yeah.
And I came across her jar of the body cream. It was mostly gone, but I opened it up and I smelled it. Her stuff smells like the beach. You know how, you know that beach smell? I don't know how you explain it, but it smells like the beach.
Oh, that makes me feel so good.
Negative ions in a bottle. Negative ions in a bottle.
Sun, sand, surf.
Sun, sand, surf,
now,
definitely.
One of the things, your ears must be burning, because one of the things that we love about your business is how well you're translating a passion for a small business into a sort of a process and a platform to go larger.
Right. I definitely am trying to do everything and be involved in every way to get the Makers platform on a level where it gets appreciated. I am the first leader of the chapter of South Bay Academy of Handmade. So that's a really great tool that I've been using to bring awareness to the South Bay, especially because I love living here. But also that a lot of people do appreciate high quality goods, and it's really great to actually meet who makes your products, get to know them, instead of having just a product without a face behind it. So I've been trying to represent my brand as best I can and try to be involved in all the activities or chamber meetings or conferences.
Very active. She's at all of the business
Jackie,
associations.
Jackie, will you fix her, her name tag there?
Oh, your name tag. Oh, okay. Let's get this over here. Sorry. We want you to look good.
I love it. Thanks, Jackie.
We got video going.
Oh, so we are.
You not only have to sound good, you have to look good.
Oh, nice. I didn't realize. And it's such a pleasure that you guys are here. I've actually, before I even launched Soapsies, I would always go to SouthBayByJackie.com just to hear what's going on. And she's the most involved person as well. So I kind of wanted just to mirror what she does, but in my maker field.
Christina, aren't we lucky to know Jackie Balestra?
Oh, yes, very much so. She's not only is she a great businesswoman, she's a great friend, she's a great supporter.
I am fortunate to live where I live in this fabulous community and to know everybody here.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me how involved the local businesses are in the community and individuals. And I remember when Christine's started out. I remember when you started out, and she's the prototypical entrepreneur. She put herself out there. She put herself out there by herself, and the community absolutely embraced her. Absolutely, but of course she's got the best personality.
Oh, thanks, Jackie.
Very outgoing, effervescent. Right. You know,
thank you so much.
There's everything to love about her. But you're very involved in. I know a lot of the chambers, and she goes to everything. She exhausts me.
Yeah.
I see her on Facebook. I see her post on Facebook. I'm like, I'm exhausted watching you.
Oh, man. Right.
But
thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the local support. I really appreciate
it. We're big fans.
We are big fans because you are so – so give us the website.
Yes.
Okay, so it's soapseas.com, SOAPSEAS. I'm, like Jackie said, very involved Instagram. I'm involved Facebook. And, you know, I have all these local shows coming up. Thursday night, I'll be at Mick's Studio for all those last-minute Mother's Day gifts, if you guys haven't had any.
Is that the Mom and Mick's?
Yes. And thank you for posting it on her website. See, so Mick's Studio, the Souk will also be there.
Yes.
So, and she's here today at the conference. So it's a really great opportunity to meet the makers, meet who's making your products, see the local love that we put into our products, and just a great way just to enjoy each other and the neighborhood.
Are you a B2B here today, or are you just here as an attendee?
I'm an attendee.
You're here as an attendee.
I'm trying to just sit back and relax.
Yes, good. Yes.
I did a lot on Friday.
Yeah, she was a speaker at the South Bay Businesswoman's conference.
Yeah, okay. And I had a show.
And she had a table.
Wow. Yeah.
So I did double duty that day, but it was great. My parents came. And they relieved me for my lunch, and then I was able to go to the panel. Yeah, my brand very much speaks. It's very family-oriented. My parents are always there supporting me. My sister does my graphics. My boyfriend builds me the wood displays. I mean, you are getting a piece of every ounce of my life in my brand.
That says everything. I was so excited. My mom and dad came.
Yeah.
You know, it always goes back to that.
Yeah.
Look, so, Ma.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, hi, Mom.
Talk a little bit about your focus on brand and the concept of a brand. Talk about how important that is for a business to think about.
Right. When I was developing Soapsies, I realized that I wanted my personality, my core, to be emulated and just have a perfect tie to my life. And I didn't want it to be cold. I didn't want it to have no personality. So when developing my brand, I definitely wanted to bring the beach and my personality to the forefront. I have a love for making handmade soap, and then I have a love for the beach. So I just wanted to blend the two together. And my beach brand now, I mean, it doesn't just stop with my logo and my products. Even when I'm out, I try to, when I have a show, I'll dress in my certain colors. You know, turquoise is my color. So I have it on my phone. I have it on my wallet. I have it, you know, everywhere. I went to a soap conference in Vegas. I even got Soapsies leggings, and I wore those. So you really have to make sure every time you're out there, you're representing your brand in some way, just so that people have that connection. So I'm really proud of it. I did this all by myself, so why not? I want to be the biggest cheerleader for my brand, so it's a really good thing.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, of course. I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hang on, I got to get your
bye.
Get your headset. There you go.
Thank you.
We'll see you in there. Oh, wait, Christina, here, your label.
It's not going to stay.
Your label.
Hi.
Hi. You can talk to him, and I'll we are about to be 8:47. Well, nobody seems to be going in yet. I guess it was supposed to start at 8:45, but everybody's still out in the lobby having their coffee and pastries and networking. So we're gonna continue here. All right. So, Joe. Why don't you sit down?
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit on. Mark said, come over and have fun with you guys. All right. Now, joining us.
First, we have to get a headset on you so that we can hear your responses.
Now, joining us, Richard P. Montgomery, council member.
New council member, Manhattan Beach. Richard, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Jackie as well. Joe, Richard, good to see you. I'm actually new and old council member.
That's right. You were a council member several years ago, right?
2005 to 13, I was on council.
Right.
Served as mayor twice.
Right.
Our rule in the city is you can sit out 2 years.
Right.
And come back again. I was a smart one, though. I sat out 4 years.
You needed a break.
Came to a break and came back. The community changed a little bit in that time frame.
A little bit?
Different focus.
A little bit?
A little bit. Different focus. A little spending to change since we were on council. We went through a recession.
Yeah.
So when you have to learn to do more with less,
right,
you learn not to spend as much money.
Okay. Right. So we've heard some amazing figures about Manhattan Beach. What you just said about the community's changed a little bit. What was the figure since 2000? Residents' turnover is 60%. That 60% turnover in the residents of Manhattan Beach.
That would sound right. The number comes from our finance director who tracks it by water bills. Because I asked the same question. How do you know who's in and out?
Right.
Well, Joe moved here from Redondo. How would you know he moved? We track his water bill.
Right.
Wow, that's
right.
Low tech.
Now, of course,
it's low tech.
It is.
You know, a lot of people in Manhattan will be saying, you know, oh, well, all the people I know have been here for 40 years or 20 years or 10 or 15. But it's a big city and there's lots of people moving in and lots of people moving out. The other number that I think was from the Urban Land Institute.
Yes, this is interesting.
Was that 60% of the revenue.
Well, more than that.
I
think it was like 75% of the sales tax generated.
It's generated by people who do not live here. Generated by people
outside
from
of the 90277.
You're both are correct. It's that transient, that sales tax that's not based in Manhattan Beach.
Right.
They can live in El Segundo, shop in El Segundo, shop in Manhattan Beach, or shop anywhere in the neighborhood, but they spend money here.
Right.
And what's funny is that our next forecast in a budget does not show that increase in that sales tax. It's flat. Mm. And for the last few years, it's actually been negative. And there's three reasons why we think that happened. You can point to the Point Mall across the street in El Segundo as one, because our mall has been delayed for 4 years now, renovation.
So Manhattan Village.
Manhattan Village. So we're stuck playing catch-up ball, number one. Number two, you've seen the advent of, you watch the latest numbers about Amazon.
Right.
And their click purchases, and now you're seeing Walmart join the fray of click delivery, next day delivery. And third, you're seeing the draw, whether it's believable or not, Del Amo has pulled a lot of shopping to the south and the new renovation of the mall.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
A wonderful mall, and they've done a you know.
I've been doing a lot of shopping over there.
And that's Simon's company?
Well, I live in Torrance. I live in Torrance. Del Amo is in Torrance. I'm keeping my sales tax in the city I live in. Don't get me wrong. I shop in Manhattan Beach a lot.
And we appreciate that.
So the key is Manhattan Beach has to compete. Manhattan Beach has to compete for those dollars, those sales tax dollars. And so what do you think is the key for Manhattan Beach? I mean, there are regions, right? There's the what we call now North Beach or...
The North End.
North End, downtown
Manhattan Beach.
Downtown
Hermosa Beach.
Sepulveda Corridor. Talk about that a little bit.
Rosecrans,
The different corridors and how they are in transition so that they can compete.
As far as the, I'll start to the north. The North End is a business area. Most people call it North End because Rosecrans and Highland intersect there.
Right.
So you have the smaller, older established businesses. There's no mall up there.
Right.
It's more mom and pop retail and service groups.
The right choices over there.
Right choices there. So you've got the parking garage, three levels, ponchos, history. So you've got the North End established.
Right.
So that's number one. Then you go further south down Highland, you get into the central core of the city. That's the City Hall, all that area, the library, and then all of a sudden you're in our downtown area.
Right.
That's what happens. And the rest of it, really the only place we have left to go is our main core of shopping is on Sepulveda and Rosecrans. That's where 85% of our sales tax revenue comes from. Jackie probably knows this, but Sepulveda and Rosecrans are both the economic engines of our city.
Right.
It's never going to be downtown. It's never going to be downtown,
right.
Nor should it be downtown.
Right.
The traffic is Sepulveda and Rosecrans. That's where all of our income is coming from, majority.
Right. Yeah.
So that's where you want to focus your energy.
So now when you talk about revenue-generating opportunities, what are some of the bright lights that the city council is looking towards? I mean, of course, we often talk about TOT. The transient occupancy tax.
T-O-T.
That is a huge one. Cities love it. Usually residents love it because it's quiet and it's low impact. So talk a little bit about what you and the other council members are looking at towards revenue generating opportunities in the future.
Well, you're right. We love the transient occupancy tax or the bed tax because we have charged 10%.
Right.
So if a $100 bill comes from Shade Hotel, you add 10%. That 10% goes directly to the city, not the county or the state. So we love it.
Right.
It doesn't cause any problems with the police and fire and water.
Right.
But where are you going to build a hotel or a motel?
Right.
Sepulveda or Rosecrans? So we don't have much land left. As far as generation of the rest of the city goes, it's either going to be the new Gelson's we just approved, the new Gelson's supermarket.
Right. I saw that. You just approved that. Yeah.
So
I'm excited about that. I will totally shop at Gelson's.
Thank you.
Totally.
It's more service. It's not so much
Tell me if you like Gelson's,
tax.
Jackie.
Love Gelson's. Love Gelson's.
That was not a paid advertisement, by the way. Thank you, Jackie. But hotels, when the mall renovates itself, and in 2 years from now, when Fry's is gone from that corner at Rosecrans and Sepulveda.
Right.
The owners want to build a four-story or a five-story hotel there and make it a high-quality four-star hotel on that corner, but offset. So you can have two right turn lanes going east, but all that land where the railroad land is down below, they want to build.
That strange hole.
They're going to go down there.
That strange hole.
They're going to go down?
Well, their parking lots will come at that level, then the hotel builds above it.
That's beautiful.
So think about 200 rented rooms, TOT tax come to the city,
right?
And they'll attach some restaurants to it as well. On the mall flows right next to it.
Right.
That's our synergy. We want new hotel and motel. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
The right location, but we love that tax part of it, but it has to be part of a bigger operation for us.
So that's the vision for that corner ultimately will be a hotel and conference center. It'll be, you know, like we're here at the
Jackie's new spa, the 20,000 square
we're here
spa
at the beautiful Manhattan
there.
Beach Marriott, which has been a very, very successful location for Manhattan Beach in terms of revenue.
And you also have to remember that you got a quality hotel. the people that are going to be staying there need their amenities.
Yeah.
They need their amenities. Having a newly done shopping center next door is going to be key.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, a hotel can't stand alone by itself.
Every room is going to be full of Soapsy's soap.
Yeah, there
and
you go.
You know, there you go.
We're
so
good.
It's
I'm going to give you both the secret. You probably don't realize that this is all city land you're standing on.
Right.
Yeah.
The city owns all this land from here through the country club to the office building all the way to the studios.
Right.
So that's one part of revenue people don't realize it comes from. But momentarily, what you see is every time that the Avatar is filming next door or Marvel Comics has a film, guess where they stay?
Mm.
Right.
They stay right here.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So
of course.
Ground rent, number one. Right. And every time TOT tax, they stay here.
Right.
We love it. That's
beautiful.
Our goal. Finish the mall. Make it nice like the Grove, like Americana.
Yeah,
make a nice mall out of it. Bring people here to shop. Sales tax helps us.
Yeah.
And then stay here at the Marriott.
I love it. Councilman Richard Montgomery.
Thank you, Jesse.
Pleasure to see you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take that headset. And it looks like people are starting to people are going inside now.
It looks
they're
like
getting
it.
Ready. They're getting their seats. So
it's getting there. It's
think,
so exciting.
I think we are going to I think we're going to wrap it up, right?
Wow. It's been a great time. We've met some very, very interesting people. Coach Jim Clemens, that was awesome. First with Chicago.
Joe, we talked to him for hours.
Knicks, Bulls, Lakers. I mean, that guy, what a career.
What stories he could tell.
Yeah, amazing.
We got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of, we had some of the people that are here. We had some of the speakers.
Gil Garcetti.
Oh, that was great for him to sit down and chat with
it
us. But he's going to start speaking right now, so we're going to wrap this up, right?
Right. Well, it's been wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to the South Bay Show. We've been doing a live Facebook Live directly from the beautiful Manhattan Beach Marriott Hotel in beautiful Manhattan Beach, California. We're celebrating this day as the South Bay Business Leader Summit, sponsored by the Manhattan Beach Chamber. We hope that if you're local, that you're attending. And if you're not local, wherever you are, China, Japan, New York, Chicago, that you'll be able to appreciate what comes out of this conference. And thank you for joining us, Jackie.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
And we are out.